Chapter 19. The Non-Paradox End. Looking back after 70 years, I still wonder. Am I right? Was Uncle Gordon, wherever his soul is now, right? Is consciousness nothing more than a window into time? I'm not religious, but I sincerely believe that we have a soul, one that goes on in some way after our body dies. As to when and where it goes, well, that I'm about to discover. Here's two things I discovered after I saved Michael. One, Michael only lived because the paramedics got to him so fast. Me squeezing on his bullet wound didn't help at all, despite what the internet says. Of course, I was the one that phoned the emergency services before it happened, thus making sure they got there in time. But I can't take credit for that. It doesn't matter, because, fact two, Docklands has a phenomenal amount of CCTV surveillance. Boy with a Catapult Taking Out Lunatic Shooter played on every news show on the planet from multiple angles. The YouTube video got 18 million hits in the first 24 hours. Then someone did a mash with a silly music track. That got 32 million hits. Rachel had the front pages of me framed, and eventually hung them all the way up the stairs in the new Wimbledon house. I got to go to lunch with the Prime Minister. I took Dad and Rachel and Uncle Gordon. I got a Citizen's Bravery Award at a big ceremony at a really plush hotel. Barney and Gran flew in from Spain for that one. Vladimir McCann received a 10-year sentence in a psychiatric prison. He was released after 7 and spent the rest of his life in and out of various medical institutions before dying of an overdose 15 years later. Michael spent 5 days in hospital before going home and made a full recovery. He and Giotti got married in Vegas the next week. Exclusive pictures were sold to a magazine for a 5-figure sum. He used that money to make stock market investments, and their baby was born 8 months later. A boy. They called him Julian. That's not just embarrassing. It's completely weird. I changed the timeline. Yet I still live. How can that be? I really hate paradox. Or maybe I was just as crazy as Vladimir back in those days, and it was all part of my grief process. I certainly never remembered any more of Michael's life after that. Not that I saw a lot of him afterwards, but when I did, it triggered nothing. He was Gene Food's major backer at the start. By then, those early stock market investments of his had made him a billionaire, and his venture capital company funded a lot of tech startups. I'd started Gene Food a couple of years after I got my genetics doctorate. It was a hell of a ride. Michael cashed in his shares 5 years later, when their value had increased 3,000%. That whole crazy episode was what shifted my interest from physics to biotechnology. I mean, what's the point of studying quantum cosmology when the universe is underpinned by strange spirituality? So I went into genetics and set up Gene Food. You see, I still wanted to invent something that would help the world. Just not a gadget. And boy, did I succeed. Turning my head is painful now. The nurses have piled the pillows up around me. But I can do it if I take it slowly. Careful, Grandpa. I smile at Ian. He's a good lad, him. He shouldn't have to sit at my bedside watching me die.
I'm okay, I reassure him.
And, wow, my voice sounds dreadful. But then breathing is really difficult now. They are not shoving air tubes down my throat. I won that argument a month ago. Well, my lawyers did. No drugs, no resuscitation. I just want to see it one last time. The bedroom window looks down across the cliffs to the Cornish coastline beyond. It's a fabulous view. Even 50 years back, the house cost a fortune. Worth it, though. The Atlantic waves are rolling in, breaking on the rocks in tremendous white spumes. And out there, a kilometre from the shore, the surface of the water is green from huge fields of seaweed. It feeds 1 billion people now, they tell me, and it costs practically nothing. I made varieties for every climate, from the poles to the tropics. I helped people. Something tightens in my chest. I smile as my eyes close. And now I'm finally going to know. The blackness engulfs me. And so I die.